It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Kent, as Appleton International Airport breaks ground on a $66 million expansion to more than double the size of the airport, we examine changing travel needs in Northeast Wisconsin and what is driving increased passenger traffic. You can be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Abe Weber is Airport Director of the Appleton International Airport. Abe, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, Kate. Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
So why is this happening? Why is the airport doubling in size?
Well, the need for our expansion really comes from our growth and development. You know, outside of COVID, we've experienced double-digit passenger growth every single year going back to 2016. So it's really been the needs of the community that have pushed this project forward.
How is the community changing? Is it more business travel? Is it more vacation type travel? What are you seeing in the trend lines?
A little bit of both, quite honestly. You know, we have a very strong economy in the Fox Valley area. It's comprised of 23% manufacturing, and we think that really drives at business travel with salespersons, technicians, vendors coming in and out to do business. Plus, we've seen a significant increase in Allegiant elevating up to a base of operation here to really add new destinations for leisure travelers.
On a budget.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nonstop at great low fares.
So expansion plans expected to be completed in phases. Some of the expansion scheduled to be completed in late 2025. What improvements can travelers expect?
So we're looking at really four main pillars to this concourse expansion project. Connecting our communities through universal design so that we want to ensure that every person feels welcome. We're really expanding our restroom facilities to make sure that we can accommodate elderly care, you know, gender diverse, people that just need a quiet space. There's going to be quiet space in that restroom block. Whether it's meditation, prayer, people with autism that want to just relax for a moment. We're looking to inspire innovation through smart daylighting, mechanical systems, and some biophilic design so that people feel comfortable when they travel through Appleton Airport. We're looking at exceptional customer experience. That's, I feel, what has drawn people to use Appleton Airport more often. You know, larger and refreshed restrooms, as I've mentioned, but also expanded gate space, new and exciting concession programs, plus accessible, inclusive spaces to make sure that the best product is produced for our community. And the last is really environmental stewardship. We have overarching goals to be a better steward of our environment, and that's through material selection and construction practices that'll lower our carbon footprint.
Oh, what are you doing there? Can you talk a little bit about those innovations?
Yeah, so that goes really hand in hand with our sustainable master plan. Appleton Airport was, you know, one of 10 airports that was selected to go through a sustainable master plan back in 2012. And we've selected several different programs since then. And this project is going to fall in line with that master plan to make sure that when we do a project, we're looking at the small things. Like mentioned, you know, construction practices, material selection, looking at biophilic design to bring in plants and make the area more comfortable so that we're not adding to the carbon output.
So as you look at these plans, could travelers face higher fees to support funding the projects as the years go by?
So our goal was really to reach out with all of our partners at the Wisconsin Bureau of Aeronautics, the FAA, and then we've been building funds ourselves to make sure that we can pay for this project and not put, you know, the onus back on the airlines so that they would have to raise their fees. We're not looking at a significant cost increase to our airlines, and therefore we don't expect, you know, our airline fees to go up. We have, on the outset, very little control of the airline fees, but as we've added additional flights, aircraft have gotten larger, more seats have come into the market, we've actually seen our fees come down. So as we increase competition, we expect those fees to be more affordable for our travelers.
So you don't anticipate your gate use and terminal use fees will balloon after this remodel, because that could be passed on to passengers by way of higher ticket costs.
Absolutely. We've really been focused on that and keeping our, the industry term we use is cost per enplanement down, to be very competitive to allow our airlines to expand and continue to grow here.
How might people using the airport be affected by expansion construction?
So we're really working to ensure that the customer experience doesn't change or adjust as we get into construction. You know, the new concourse expansion will essentially be built on its own. And when it's ready, we'll build a connector to the new concourse. So all of our gates will remain intact. The food options will remain intact. You know, regular use of the restroom and facilities will remain intact. So we're trying to have as little impact on the customers as possible.
In terms of restaurants and retail, what do you see happening there? Of course, I would imagine it's part of the plans, but do airports like yours see opportunity for growth there in that sector as people wait for their flights?
We do, and part of our project, we'll be going out requesting proposals for interested vendors to submit and come in and do business here and offer both restaurant and gift shop services at the airport. You know, one of the things that we're bringing forth is the design of a beer garden to bring a little fun and hospitality back to, you know, the travel industry. And we think that that will be a big hit with our customers.
Abe Weber is Appleton International Airport's director as we discuss the work underway to expand the airport to meet the needs of the Fox Cities. Be part of the discussion. You can call in with a question, add your views at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Appleton International Airport officials say nearly 1 million passengers fly in and out of its airport each year. We learn about an expansion underway and the growth in air travel in the northeast part of the state. And you can be part of the conversation. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Abe Weber is with us, director of the Appleton International Airport. Abe, the airport serving travelers on four airlines, American, Allegiant, Delta, and United, how could the expansion plan affect its flight offerings?
So our goal is always to work with our airline partners to look at new and exciting routes. We look at how we can improve the current route structure, whether it's a larger aircraft to our current hub or destination, whether it's more frequency to that destination, and then ultimately new route. And beyond that, we're working with, you know, other airlines outside of those four to take a look at Appleton and see if they want to expand here. So we've been very aggressive on that front over the last 10 years, and it's really paid off in the growth that we've seen.
And you are in the shadow of other airports, also, you know, Milwaukee Mitchell, less than 2 hours away. How do you view that type of competition and the surrounding airports?
Well, Milwaukee is definitely a large competitor of ours, as well as Chicago O'Hare. You know, we lose a tremendous amount of traffic every single day to the road, people choosing to drive down 2 and 3 hours for a flight. And so what our staff have really focused on is how can we, you know, provide a faster, easier, more convenient experience in your hometown and keep those people from driving down the road.
And do you feel like that is something that you're able to get across to your prospective air travelers? Or do you find that people more and more are turning to the road and going to those larger airports, whether it's for the ticket price or the destination route?
Yeah, I think it's something that we've been really focused at, right? We've looked at the customer journey, and myself and several of our staff have gone through lean training, and we've value stream mapped the customer journey much like you would a manufacturing process. How does the customer arrive at the airport? How do they park? How do they go through the ticket lobby and through the checkpoint and onto the restaurant and onto the gate? And we've broken it down into its pieces. We've looked at removing the waste in those steps. And when you put it back together, you do get a much faster, easier, and more convenient process. So we've brought innovation, we brought amenities that the customers enjoy to try to, force them almost to say, boy, I have to fly to Appleton Airport because it's just a faster, easier, more convenient airport for me and my family. And I think we've had some success. We're not winning 100% of the customers, and I don't know that we ever will, but if we can win 50%, if we can win 60%, we're going to be able to continue to grow our airport.
As you grow your airport, people might be confused about the name with international in it. What functions do you have or offer at the airport to have international in the name?
So we have a user fee customs facility on site. That's something or the process we went through back in 2013, 2014, and then finally brought that facility online in 2015. And it allows aircraft with 20 passengers or less to be able to land here directly from an international port. And so while we don't have commercial air traffic arriving, it does mean quite a big deal for our general aviation activity as well as our tenants and outside users.
I wonder what's in a name to change from like a county regional type name to an international, having international in the name of the airport.
Well, we went through that process back in 2015, and
2015, yeah.
we went from Outagamie County Regional Airport to Appleton International Airport, and the customs facility was part of that. We had to adjust our name to provide the international nomenclature, but our county board and our county executive got together and understood, that many people from outside the community were using our airport and were calling it Appleton. Already. And so they did a name change study, and Appleton International Airport is what they chose.
Looking at some recent numbers here, more than half of pilots working today will hit the mandatory retirement age of 65 over the next 15 years, and younger pilots not making up those for those who are aging out. Do you think our pilot shortage is a concern amid your expansion plans?
I think the pilot shortage is a major concern, not only for our expansion, but for the industry as a whole. And that's been something that we feel has been coming for 10 years. I've been sitting in conferences and working groups looking at ideas to generate, how can we adjust, the processes and programs that pilots go through for training to make sure that it's more attractive for young individuals to get into that career field. And I don't think there's any kind of silver bullet that's going to solve it. But in essence, we're trying to do our part at Appleton by, advocating young individuals to come into this career field because I personally think it's an incredible career field. Travel and tourism, it's exciting, it's fun, it take you anywhere in the world. And I think on the back end, it can provide a really good paying job for many individuals.
We're discussing expansion plans underway for Appleton International Airport. Abe Weber supervises airport operations. You can join in questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Here on the show, we discussed drone detection systems this year and their ability to protect airports from malicious drones. And I want to listen to Mary Lou Smulders here of San Francisco-based drone company Dedrone talking about how the technology informs the air traffic control tower of a threat.
If a drone pops into the airspace, they'll be immediately notified with the location of the drone, including altitude, as well as the location of the pilot.
Does the Appleton International Airport abuse drone tracking technology to prevent aerial threats?
We have not gotten to that point yet. It's something that our staff is studying and reviewing, but we're just not there yet.
With the expansion plans underway, will there be any impact to air traffic control?
There shouldn't be. Prior to the concourse expansion, we had some refurbishment of our runways and taxiway structure that took place in 2022. And so our airfield is in very good shape.
Are the airport's expansion plans in our final minute to pick together, could they affect traffic congestion or noise levels for nearby residents?
They really shouldn't. We're not changing any of our traffic patterns, and we're going to see the same, if not a little more traffic, but they're falling underneath our standard arrival routes. So it shouldn't have any real impact on noise levels or the local community.
And your days and weeks ahead, first phase of construction, when is it expected to begin at the airport?
So the construction has commenced. There's a lot of site preparatory work. The safety plan has been in place, and we're just starting to excavate to get into footings and foundations. So we'll be in that work for the next couple of months.
Well, Abe, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the update.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Happy construction.
Absolutely.
Abe Weber is Airport Director of the Appleton International Airport. If you missed part of our conversation, or any conversation for that matter, you can go to WPR.org/mornings. Download this one, stream it later on. That's WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.